What's going on out there? Cave dwellers?
Yeah, it's another Friday night. You know what it is? It's another warped final night. It's the end of the week. I know it's a long weekend. Well, today that we're recording, it's a three-day weekend for us right now that we're recording, Labor Day. Hope you guys enjoyed it, as if you're listening to it right now. Hope you guys had fun. Not much you can do on this whole COVID fucking ass Labor Day. What are you going to do, Joe, for Labor Day? What do you got planned?
Just barbecue, Big Doug.
Yeah, I know. That's all you can do is just stay home.
And it's going to be like 115 or something.
Yeah.
Some places.
Yeah. For us, it's around 110. Bless you guys that are in the fucking Inland Empire, wherever you're listening to, closer to the equator.
Yeah, melting your balls off.
Yeah, it's a hot weekend this weekend, but let's cool this off with this Warp Vinyl Night. Thank you guys for listening. We enjoy this. Any last words, Joe?
Oh,
before you pop this?
Yeah, today's episode, you know it, you love it, or you might not. It's Pink Floyd's Animals. We're going to go deep. I think the reason why I picked this record is like, it's one of those timeless pieces that's like, it transcends the times, no matter what, and it's still relevant even till today.
The thing I like about this album is like, what? There's like two songs per side. It's a... In the amount of numbers, how many? There's like six songs on here, but they're like 10 minutes long, 7 minutes long.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this album is vegan and vegetarian safe. They're just singing about animals.
For sure. Vegan's is the way to go, I guess, with this COVID shit now.
Yeah. Gluten free.
So anyways, without further ado, we're going to get into the classic Animals.
I know Joe picked this one. I almost brought this like a couple weeks ago, but I found this digging in the record shop. When I played it, sick. Here we got the intro. What happened to me?
You know what? There's a deep meaning to that, to the Animals. You know what it is?
Animals are leaders?
No, not quite, but there's four types of animals.
What kind?
And it means that there's four types of people and you could be in this world. You could either be a sheep, a dog, a pig,
or...
Oh, I don't know. I forgot what's the other one on
the
here.
The fourth one?
Yeah. Is it three or four? I don't remember.
I don't know. You said four, but you named three.
Yeah.
Well, sheep, I think it's pig, three. And dog.
Yeah, I think that's three. You could be three. Maybe they're you could be a lizard too. Then that would make you a reptilian.
Or talking about like the Middle Earth, the lizard man in the earth.
Yeah. Hey, that's. I'm surprised us being called cave dwellers, we never explored the fucking reptilians.
Yeah. We have to go down that rabbit hole one day.
Z, where are you at?
Yeah.
Pigs on the wings.
Speaking about pigs on the wings, I'm a sucker for pigs in a blanket. That's like one of like the, you go to that Super Bowl party.
What is it? The jalapeno poppers?
Oh, yeah, that too, but.
Those are bomb.
Yeah. Pigs in a blanket, like they always hold up. But jalapeno poppers, especially wrapped with bacon. That's another form of pigs right there.
That's my jam. And this jam right here, ladies and gentlemen, this is Dogs. If you don't know, now you know.
Maybe we'll find out the fourth one after this album is over.
Maybe. You got
to be crazy. I am crazy. It's Friday night. Gotta have a real knee. Gotta sleep on your toes. When you're on the street, you got to be able to pick out the easy meat with your eyes closed.
Fucking David Gilmour, dude. He just told you a life lesson right there.
Yeah.
He's like, if you ain't ready to bite the fucking meat, you ain't gonna be ready, dog. Gotta go for it.
Especially now, like you better bite the meat because ranchetta right now is $13.99 at the meat market. I'm gonna tell you guys a little secret, cave dwellers. Stock up on chicken. Boston Farms is closing for a little bit. A big COVID fucking outbreak is going on. Serio pedo, my mom told me. By the people that you lied to, so that when they turn their backs on you, So it's David Gilmour, and who does the other one?
Roger Waters.
Oh, Roger Waters. Because they both do their own shit. What do you, you've been to a couple of fucking Pink Floyd shows, like not original, it's kind of say, but have you been to one Roger Waters and one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I haven't been to a, I've never seen Gilmour.
Oh, you never seen Gilmour?
No.
Oh.
I wish I had, though. It would be amazing.
Yeah.
But the records are cool. I'm hearing it right here. This is the one dude that's like, he'll play one note better than anybody.
Yeah.
He can make more sound out of one fucking note than anything. That's the shit.
It's like that slow and heavy.
Harder. And here's another lesson for you.
Let him speak. Hide your head in the sand. Saddle man. All alone, dying of cancer. Dying of cancer?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Who does that nowadays? Nobody.
Yeah.
Nobody.
It kind of reminds like the Flying Lotus. He's like the last war final we did on that one episode. Is like. Not only he has this whole thing, but like the visuals too, where in this sense, he's not like playing a sick ass fucking tune, but there's a story behind this shit.
Oh yeah.
Like there's levels, there's layers.
Hella layers.
Damn.
Hey. I would say power solo activated. This is sweet.
I see that wood guitar that you have in your hand right there.
You see my Woody?
Yeah. No Woody. Like, Joe, for you guys, he's been on this maple bar fucking busting kneecaps. Now he's really taking this shit to a new level right here. He literally has a fucking 3 foot long piece of, like, 1x1 in his hand. He's taking this busting kneecaps to a new level, guys. Just like the fucking Gilmour right here. New levels. Layers.
I take my job seriously.
Stop pressing that shit. I feel like I'm in Clockwork Orange right now.
Hey, only a serial killer would put this album on while he's like fucking dissecting you with a Da Vinci machine or something, huh? What are we gonna do, boss? What are we gonna do to this couple? Pug, are you Sling Blade?
Yeah.
Is that Sling Blade? You animal. Mind you, I can't imagine like this shit back in the day. I think that.
On acid? Like how everyone went?
One of my first, or excuse me, not my first, but I had heard this story. I was like, this is the first time that I was hearing it, is that they were actually one of the first bands that had visuals in their background or like something in, like artwork in the back, because before everybody just performed to a black stage and they were one of the first bands, or if not the first band, to have like
a light,
like props light. And other shit behind them.
A light show.
Yeah, something like that. Like have some sort of something else besides just dudes standing on stage.
Well, like you see some shows and like you said, it's that black background and it's just like those lights above the head and like an aerial view.
Yeah.
And he's like to have like those like just a simple blue, red, yellow.
All they have is a black background and maybe some stage lights, but they were the first one to have props and stuff like that.
Yeah. We gotta look that up. Fucking what was the first band that actually like put a display on the background?
What's Spinal Tap?
Spinal Tap?
Correct answer.
Your crotch is beeping through this metal detector. Why is that? Inside
it's just,
joke.
It's just my foil.
Yeah, my cucumber wrapped in foil. Why do you have your cucumber wrapped in foil? To keep it fresh.
Duh.
For ladies and gentlemen, like this is the Cave Dwellers. We live deep dark in the woods. Did you hear those coyotes going off earlier doing that roll call?
I missed it.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, you're at Costco getting gas down the hill. Yeah, they're going crazy right before I came to the pad. Part dog, part wolf. What do you think they are?
Coyote?
Yeah.
Probably what you said.
Yeah.
It's a hybrid.
It's crazy.
I've never thought about it. Half wolf, half dog, coyote. True.
Yeah.
Speak.
I know a little bit about Pink Floyd, but what are they? A four-piece?
Yeah, four-piece.
Yeah.
You got David Gilmour guitars, Roger Waters on the bass, Nick Mason drums, and then I'm gonna lose a trivia question. I can't name the keyboard player right now. Shit.
Hey Siri, who's a keyboard player for The Who?
We're saying it, Pink Floyd.
Oh yeah. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Who is the Pink Floyd? Fuck. You got me confused. Who is the keyboard artist for Pink Floyd?
Former keyboardists of Pink Floyd include David Gilmour and Richard Wright.
Richard Wright.
There you go. I fucking
David Gilmour did keyboards too.
In the studio, yeah, probably.
It's crazy too, like how you brought up like the 8-track or whatever, the 4-track, yeah, how they came out and they abused it for Dark Side of the Moon.
Yeah, that was the first time they had a 8-track or 4-track, something like that. And they're like, wait, we have 4 individual tracks we record over so we could layer. Dude, they went crazy. And then that's how they created Dark Side.
And it's crazy now. It's like nothing's recorded as a whole. Like the band used to just go in the room and all play together and record the track.
Oh, yeah.
Where now it's like, oh, no, you got a guitarist, you got a bass.
Yeah,
like, just lay those fucking layers.
Well, that's the crazy thing, the technology now. Like, look at, since we're in quarantine, people are literally writing albums. Like, you could be in one state, I could be in another. Bass player could be in another state. Like, so many members, it's like, it doesn't matter. We just all file share. It's like everybody has the same tracks and just learn their parts and then play over it.
You being a musician and picky as you are, would you rather record as a whole or just single, like lay those tracks and layers?
Honestly, I like, there's, I guess it just depends on the way you, like, people compose. But,
or what you're recording too.
Yeah, what you're recording. But I like feeling the jamming with the full band. To me, that's the best.
Because that gets you ready for the tour and everything. Yeah. Obviously, if you're going to release this album or CD, it's like you're going to go on tour.
Yeah, I think when it comes to writing, being in the same room is better.
It's more organic.
Yeah, more organic. Like, whereas, I get it. Like, there's those guys that just compose the songs and, like, they bring it to the rest of the band members and, like, hey, these are the parts. You learn them, like, make it your own. Like, hey, this is the kind of my idea for the drums or whatever, but I don't know. I think it's just better when, like, for example, I'll give you a good example of a band we both know, which is Defeated Sanity, and that's exactly what they do.
Oh yeah,
the drummer / guitar player, he writes everything, but his main instrument's the drums. But he writes everything on guitar, and he teaches the bass player how to, or whatever the music is. So it's like, this is one guy that composes everything. It's like,
like talent.
Talent. Yeah, it's talent, but like it's not input from everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. It's just, I think I like that kind of like collaborative feel.
Yeah.
But I mean, obviously they have good results. You can't complain.
Basically, like what you're saying, it's just a pure chocolate cake. There's no tres leches in there.
Yeah.
There's not those different layers.
Triple chocolate, chocolate fudge. It's going to be one more of you, if anything.
Yeah, it's chocolate cake, it's chocolate frosting,
mousse.
Mousse filling with chocolate chips on the outside.
Exactly.
Yeah.
sprinkled with coconut dust. Yeah. Or whatever the fuck it is.
Powdered dust. Fuck it, it's Friday. Angel dust. Sprinkle that shit. Let's fun dip some meth. We got fucking animals going on right here.
Am I acting okay?
I'm surprised fucking we're not like doing a cap in the stem right now. I'm kind of like slapped in the face. I kind of feel degraded right now that we're fucking not
we're not fully experiencing.
Yeah.
That could be it. We could do it again.
Like my cousin said, he's like, I'm going to go see Black Sabbath for the first time. I got to drop some fucking acid.
Sometimes it seems to me.
And it's crazy, ladies and gentlemen. This is just the first song.
Second.
Oh, a second, yeah. The first one was like a little snippet.
Intro.
Yeah, intro. Where this is like the first official song right here. We're still on dogs.
If you don't stand your own ground, people. That's the public.
They had to do drugs. What drug do you think he's on right here?
LSD.
Yeah.
Hella LSD, buddy.
It's crazy how you brought it up to me. He's like, what's the difference between LSD and acid? I'm like,
it's the same shit.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. It's
that's a street name, bro.
Yeah. Like angel dust. Like, what the fuck is angel dust?
Horse tranquilizer.
Yeah. I actually had a customer that brought PCP to me one time, and he was like, come on, bitch, don't be a pussy, hit this shit, hit this wet cigarette, and like he literally dipped the cigarette in front of my face and started smoking that shit, and I smelled the sick chemicals off that. Sick liquor store stories right here, but yeah, rest in peace. Fuck, I forgot his name. He was a Vietnam veteran.
Smoking that piece, that sherm.
Yeah, sherm. He bought it from some fucking black guy in fucking Compton that literally lived in his van and would just hang out in this parking lot selling PCP.
You know that guitar? It sold for like almost $2
million. The one playing this album?
Yeah, like, well, his most famous one that he always played live, the black Strat.
What, Fender?
Yeah. Yeah, he played a black Fender Stratocaster.
So he's Fender all the way or what?
I mean,
up until the later years?
I mean, I'm sure he had different guitars, but that's always the one he played. And, well, anyways, that one sold for, yeah, like almost $2 million in auction last year. Or one point
stupid.
Something. One point something.
Like Nirvana, Kurt Cobain's guitar that sold, and then the Spotify fuck bought it.
Oh, I think that one probably sold for more.
Yeah.
That one probably sold for more. Spotify.
Damn.
I gotta get out of this maze.
This whole album is on my mushroom trip, little setup that I have on Spotify. So whenever I do mushrooms,
I think Spotify is cool and all, but there's nothing like this experience right here.
Yeah. On vinyl, it's different. You guys heard it in the beginning. You heard those bumps. That's how you know we're not lying over here. We ain't bullshitting you guys.
The homie at work's like, hey, I'm learning the lingo. Because I tell him he's like, raw dog. He's like, yeah, raw dog.
Raw dog.
Yeah, I remember I was like, because he has his phone with no case.
And then I was
laughing with Big P Dog next to me. And then this fool goes, he goes, hey, I'm learning the lingo. I'm learning the philology 101.
He said that?
Yeah. I told him, oh, you're learning philology. He's like, I'm learning. Yeah, I am. I'm learning the lingo. I could drop it on people now and surprise them. I could catch them off guard.
Give me that strat right here. I'm ready. Let me see that strat.
I know most people don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, yeah. But yeah, Aaron knows. So that makes it fun for you too, I guess.
We're just speaking some foolology right here.
101. Well, anyways, that was side one of animals. We're going to flip it over and listen to the rest of the record.
Pink Floyd.
Tell me, Aaron, where are you?
I'm right here.
Are you carrying the torch tonight?
No, you are. You brought this album.
Oh, that's right.
You're the one carrying the maple bar, so calm down.
Hey, you seen this that guy. Hey, you seen that fool outside of the cave? Yeah. That fucker had a 4-foot one. I had to bust out my 9.
That's more like a 3-footer, but yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. He had a 4-footer, so I was outnumbered.
He's looking out. I don't got my fucking 45. I've got all those inches on him.
Where were you when you heard the cave dwellers listening to Animals?
Hopefully at a park tripping. Or maybe working. Pink man?
Pig man. Man bear pig. Charade.
Just recording like this, like it's almost like that Freebird.
Yeah.
When was the last time, do you know, that they performed all together?
Oof.
What was the last concert?
Probably like in the 80s.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, it was a good while because I couldn't remember.
That was before our time, dog.
Yeah, I know. Should call my mom like on one of these episodes, like, Mom, have you ever seen Pink Floyd? Cause I know my mom's gone to a lot of concerts, and the one that I'm super jealous is fucking, I think it was 1999, Black Sabbath and Pantera opened up for them.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about that.
Yeah, I've said it plenty of times. Thank God for YouTube.
Right?
Yeah.
Find anything on that bitch.
But fuck you guys. You don't support us, so.
Censor.
Yeah, fuck you too.
Do you believe Flat Earth? Is that what you're telling me?
Nah. I'm waiting for that David Blaine fucking stunt right there with those balloons. Can you get high? Yes, I can.
Dude, he's on another level.
Fuck yeah.
I wonder if he was on JRE.
Oh, yeah. Apparently, from what my son says, Joe's on a different level from me. Because he's a guitar tech. He's like, oh, yeah, Joe's a guitar tech. Yeah, he's on those different levels.
What the fuck? Flying with balloons. And flying pigs. Dude, this part right here I like.
Turn it up. Cowbell.
All day.
Oh, that sounds good.
Woo. Dun, dun. Power beat.
No, power cowbell.
Cowbell power.
We gotta turn these levels up on the Defeat of Sanity.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Him again. Cutting through so clear right now.
Yeah, I know.
I hope this translates to you guys. because this is all very illegal, and we will probably get taken down at some point.
Yeah, but we're going to do as much as we can for now. Okay. Might as well. Shit.
Might as well.
Might as well.
Hey, how are we on Spotify? We don't got that money.
Yeah. Fuck you. But thank you for playing us. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Cage Walls, and so far we're listening on every platform for now.
Until further notice.
Yeah.
Until we're banned.
We're not doing those numbers where they're hitting us up.
Hey, low key, I don't know how we're flying under the radar.
Yeah.
Playing this without no license.
I kind of feel like that Tom Cruise movie where we're flying coke on that one plane, and we're just cutting through those fucking radars. Boom.
Did we find a loophole?
Yeah. I'm not stupid. I know these algorithms.
you know the algorithm well.
Yeah. Algorithm.
Hey, say that 3 times fast.
Algorithm. Algorithm.
It's almost like terracotta pie.
Yeah.
Algorithm. Here, there,
that's
there.
That talk box?
Yeah. Wow, 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 wow.
The famous one is Peter Frampton. Yeah. Do you feel like I do? That's a sick one right there.
Peter Frampton.
On a sick one.
Right now, how hard would the acid be hitting at the Ooh. Show right now?
Hard.
Like, you're going through changes at this point. Yeah. Hey, Lee, focus on the yellow.
Yeah.
Focus on the yellow.
Focus on the yellow, Lee. Focus on the yellow, Lee. Look at the pineapple. SpongeBob SquarePants, look at the fucking pineapple. Yellow, Lee. Yellow. Come on, player. I got this shit. Come on, player.
Focus on the yellow, Lee.
Focus on the yellow, Lee. Come on, player.
Fucking RIP, Ralphie May. Yeah. Goddamn. One time I saw you on Flight 420, dog. A red eye from LA to New York.
Not only was he on the red eye, but he was red-eyed.
Oh, he was waiting for somebody to be like, Ralphie!
Yeah, Ralphie! What the fuck, fool? Ralphie!
Damn, I wish I would have gotten, knowing that, I wish I would have gotten and seen him.
Nah, but we got that sick one with Joey Diaz. Hey.
Oh.
RIP Joey Diaz in Los Angeles. But me and Joe got this story. Walk into the fucking, Ice House?
Hey, we save that one for the next episode.
Yeah?
Yeah, save it for All the right. next episode. You know why? Because I wanted to talk about it.
Okay, that. Rest in peace, Ralphie.
R.I.P. Ralphie.
Yeah.
Focus on the yellow leaf.
Come on, player. What kind of note is he doing right there? Is he doing that full note? It's so simple. He's doing that 2 finger.
Maybe. He's hitting some chords. Probably more than it's more than a power chord for sure.
Now that I bought that guitar, I'm like, I'm trying to learn all those notes. And I'm like, fuck. You gotta look that shit up. She ride at you out.
No, Sherrod, you are. Give me more cowbell.
Coke feet.
Cold feet.
Oh, cold feet? If you're on shrooms,
I wish. I can't imagine how sick this would be. I thought I was tripping on Flying Lotus, but I think this would take me to an even further level.
This is like almost like a natural trip right here. You don't even need those mushrooms.
That's how good it is.
These guys were either on heroin or like
acid.
Psychedelics.
Acid.
Yeah.
On good reefer and acid.
Not enough cowbell.
Kind of scares me a little bit though.
Yeah. Whams for days right here.
Would you be down to fucking take a trip?
When?
On some window pane acid.
Sniff some paint?
No, window pane. Or do it in a sugar cube. Would you take that blotter paper?
It depends.
Take two little tabs.
I'll take one. one little tutu for Jesus. Yeah.
One tutu for Jesus.
Yeah. I'll take a tutu for Jesus, for Allah.
Hey,
Shalom.
Hey, after you're tripping, you're gonna pop the other one in just to kick you up a little bit higher. Yeah. Two tutu roots for Jesus.
Hey, Lee. One fell on the floor. Go ahead, eat that shit.
Oh, man. Good times.
Oh, yeah.
Good times in the cave. We hope you're enjoying this. We know we somehow are doing it.
I'm producing this
for you.
I wish we can tell some stories about us like going to this concert, but this is too old for us, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, we're just enjoying the music.
Yeah, I wish we went to these concerts. Maybe like 5 years from now, we can go in like a time machine and fucking
see it in 4D.
If you had a time, is this album over?
No, there's a couple, I think. Like
okay, real fast. If this time machine, if we had a time machine, who would you want to go see?
Oh, fuck, I don't know. I think I would want to go see like some sort of like symphonic shit because I wanted to see how it first came out.
Elvis or something? No,
no, no. Like go back further and hear like a fucking symphony.
Yeah
because I want to see them perform it, and like think about that. It's like that's the first time that you're hearing that fucking song.
Mm-hmm. Like Beethoven shit or what,
something like that.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn. Damn, yeah, I don't know. I was thinking more like Nirvana.
Oh, yeah, I mean, yeah, you can do that too.
Those early shows. I was thinking more about music since we're doing this shit.
Well, then, yeah.
Well, you were speaking music too, so.
I wasn't talking about cockfights.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Cack fights.
I thought you were talking about like slavery ownership and shit. What the fuck? Since we're going down the memory lane.
What the fuck? Yeah.
You want to be dark and shit. What the fuck? But yeah. Time machine. You know what? Like I kind of regret. I almost went to the 2001 fucking Chronic Fest. And that was a sick ass show.
How come
sick.
You didn't go?
I wasn't like I was kind of trying enough to get out of rap and like nah, like I'll see him another time. Honestly, when was Dr. Dre? When was the last performance of Dr. Dre?
In a tour.
Yeah, with Snoop Dogg, Ice Cube, yes, whatever. Different album, different music.
All right, 187. That's the boy right here. He has so many scars, he's 187.
Oh, yeah. A lot of places.
He's trying to catch a case. Death Row.
Nah.
It's a label that pays, man.
I'm about to book. Show, man.
Woo.
A lot of dogs.
Yeah.
It's not what it seems right now, 2020.
We're just so many shows, but none this year.
For you guys don't know, Joe's been holding this fucking maple bar this whole time. He's like serious to fucking ready to bust kneecaps. Don't even fucking come and rob us. He's ready. I kind of see the oil stains from like his hands. There's like marked on that wood. He's been holding this so hard. Yeah. Joe's an animal.
Hey, glow sights.
Yeah, glow sights. This is Joe Maserati. He's ready to bust kneecaps 2020.
Vote for me.
Yeah. Lower taxes.
Vote for me.
All right, calm down, 6'9". Our 9 mil.
Savages, all of you savages, shout out to y'all. Well, since this is that type of album, like, I feel like you could put this album on while you're driving, like long distances, like to Vegas or wherever, like in the desert, and just get lost, because you kind of just melt into time with this fucking album. I kind of feel like that, because one time I was driving from Phoenix to Vegas, and I was driving through it, and when I seen this, the perfect thing where this album lined up with what was going on, it's like, hey, dragged down by the stone, and then the sun was setting. I was like, dang, this is sick as fuck.
Yeah.
It just, the music and the driving and everything, the scenery just linked up. I was like, talk about levels. That's how I felt.
It's crazy, because like, I have my road tunes, and like, there are certain moods that you just want to go down.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, like the last half an hour of us working today, or me working, I was listening to fucking West Side Connection. Bow down.
Hey, Chancholo, hey, bow down. Hey, I'm not even gonna say it. He's dead to me. I killed him, but I didn't, because that video didn't.
You know what? That fool's gonna come on this podcast. Like, we're gonna have a big old fucking.
I'll do it in front of him.
Yeah. He told me rent the fucking boxing match. Me and Joe are gonna get down on this fucking this time.
That's what he said.
Yeah, he's like, get the boxing match ready, get the fucking pads ready, get the fucking gloves ready. It's gonna go down. He said, make sure you have a bunch of beer too.
Damn, this was serious.
Yeah. Hey. And he said, hey, wash your faces, because I'm gonna do some face painting.
After he bruises me up.
Yeah.
Oh fuck.
He'll give you some fake bruises.
What?
So what's this song right here? Is this Birds Now or what?
I think we're in the Matrix already by now. I'm gonna lie. Subliminal? Dude, play this shit backwards.
I know, huh?
You are being controlled. Dude, we gotta do a movie episode where we watch the fucking a film.
What film? This one?
They Live.
They Live? Oh, yeah.
Straight out.
We gotta do a podcast on that.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I know it's one of those that we're gonna need to watch multiple times, because there's too many layers to it.
No, we'll just do some mushrooms and record that podcast.
Like Joe always says, he's not on deck forever.
Yeah. I got some people. Maple bars for days right here.
I got kind of jealous, because that guy had a bigger one. He was walking off that cedar pine. It wasn't plain maple, but
yeah.
God, what the fuck?
That's how you kind of feel when you go to the shooting range. You're like, fuck, the guy's a 45 right there. But you know what? You just like, you just bring up your shoulders like, fuck that shit. This is my gun's cool to you.
Popping bottles. Hey, are you? You must be part Swahili.
No, I'm
because you
part
speak
of,
that tongue.
I'm part of. What was that one era? Like those people that were fucking. Damn, you got that down or?
What's up? I didn't hear you. What?
Yeah. Yeah, sick right here. Sick, sick, sick.
We're going deep levels, ladies and gentlemen. We took two Thutthuruts for Jesus. And it's all good. We're gonna make it through all the bullshit. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, fuck 2020.
Vote Maserati, busting kneecaps 2020 for your local Senate. And yeah, thank you for listening and liking this shit. If you're still with us.
No, I got a hookup pretty soon on the website, on our Instagram.
What's up?
We're gonna have a Starbucks cup, a Cave Dwellers cup.
Are we?
Oh yeah, we're gonna have one for sale. I don't know the price yet, cause like I'm trying to work, collab with someone.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna have our own Cave Dwellers cup.
Nice. All right then. Yeah. Well, sounds good. Well, you know what? I think that might have been the end of this fairy tale record.
There's hummingbirds right here. Oh, Peppa, you hungry? Peppa, I'm right here.
Hey, babe, is that you? Or Charlotte's Web?
You're going down too many books for here. Don't worry, Peppa. This is the last one right here.
This is a goodbye to you folks. We're going to make it through the bullshit. We're going to be fine.
This is a good song for the end of 2020 right here. You know that I
care. Let's let them hear it.
Yeah. Get your maple bar ready. What happens to you? And I know that you care. And we care about you. For me too. Thank you guys for listening. So I don't feel alone. Stone. Now that I've found somewhere safe to bury my bone. Damn, bury his bone. Any fool knows a dog needs a home. A shelter from pigs on the wing. Pigs in the way.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for listening.
Yo, that was fucking epic. Shout out to you. Thank you for everything and your support. Well, we'll see you next time on the next edition of Warp Vinyl, whatever that may be.
Like we always say, DM us. Hit us up on Instagram. If there's a vinyl that you guys want to listen to, let us know. We're always interested. Joe has a very big catalog. He's always telling me, hey, dog, you don't even need to bring a vinyl. I have so many vinyls. I don't give a fuck. Just if there's a vinyl that you don't want to hear, let us know.
All right, dog. Hey, let's go play some Tony Hawk.
Yeah.
Let's take two bong hits for Jesus and play some Tony Hawk.
Yeah. Happy Labor Day, guys. I know you guys are going to listen to us another time, but thank you guys for listening and subscribing. This is Cave Dwellers.
We're out of here.
Yeah.
So, signing out.
Yeah, signing out.